Many schools across New York began the new semester with tighter security measures in place, including resource officers, video surveillance, emergency notification system, and physical access controls at building entrances. The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, says many districts included funding for the new security measures in their 2018-19 budgets.
There have been all kinds of concerns expressed by parents, by teachers, by the community, by the media regarding keeping schools safe. And so we're doing everything we can in order to make that happen. I would tell you most of the school districts I've talked to have in a very specific way reconfigured the entryways into their schools. They're focusing on what they believe is to need to be a single point of entry, visitor ID badges, badges that are scanned against a national database, clear or mesh backpacks among students, and active shooter drills that are being conducted throughout schools to make sure that if something were to happen, we would have this opportunity to make sure that students are safe. The thing that has caught our attention of late is the fact that there is a debate about whether or not federal money could be used for arming teachers or buying weapons to arm teachers. The U.S. Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, has not formally answered that question, leaving us up to interpretation. And we're very concerned that arming teachers is an absurd idea, will actually instill fear in students rather than relieve it.
Another issue is mental health that has to be taught as part of the health class curriculum. Exactly what type of mental health teaching will be going on in the schools? I'm sure it will depend on whether it's grade 5 or grade 12.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there is flexibility across the grade lines and within the school districts. The state has come out with guidelines, but you are free at the local level to determine what works best for you. This basically focuses on helping students understand and develop lifelong skills that are necessary to understand their mental health, seek help if they need help, and to seek help for others if they notice that that's the case. Teachers are being taught to pay attention to those social and emotional needs of kids so we don't have kids that are flying under the radar screen. They're even looking at things such as trauma informed care, which means that be aware of the fact that this student may have gone through some traumatic incident in their life, typically outside of school, with a parent, with a family member. It could be drugs, alcohol, divorce, medical emergencies, whatever, homelessness, that is causing this student to misbehave in school. So there's a lot of that activity taking place right now.
And there's also a new requirement regarding school climate. What is the school climate?
You know, the school climate is really that thing that affects the child's sense of safety and acceptance. You know, we've always thought a climate is kind of mushy, but we're learning that it really is a determining factor that allows a student to focus on the task of learning. And it's become kind of a common thread between school safety and academic achievement.
And equity, is that regarding funding for schools?
Resource allocation. What you have now is a requirement. 76 school districts had to abide by it already. Eventually, all districts will. That says that we are going to report to the State Education Department and the Division of Budget at the front end of the school year how resources across the district are allocated to each building on a per-pupil basis. We have to report student demographics, teacher experiences, and per pupil expenditures across all buildings. We'll have access to these reports. We expect people to be reacting to these reports. And we're using this opportunity to prompt school officials to anticipate the relationship between budget development, equity, and student outcomes.
Do all of these new mandates come with any extra funding?
Well, it depends. Some, yes. For example, when we're talking about hardening, we talk about school safety, we're talking about target hardening, as they say, which is meaning to develop the perimeter around these schools and school facilities. There is some funding associated with that. For example, the Smart Schools Bond Act would allow for school districts, and many have, using that money to put it towards new doors, bulletproof glass, new vestibules and entryways, visitor access points, and things of that nature.
back to school security for just a moment. A lot of districts are now hiring what they call school resource officers. And now, are these just police officers who are in the school, or does it go beyond more than just that?
It could be, well, they could be police officers. They could be full-time or part-time. They may not be police officers. Some are not. But they have certain training that allows them to act as school resource officers. The expectation is that not only are they providing some measure of security, but they're also some eyes and ears to whether or not there's some students that may be loners, maybe floating around. They're hearing stories, they're asking questions, and maybe they're that link between a troubled student, the teacher, the administrator, and the family. Some of them will be armed. Some of them will not be armed. You will find that school districts will vary as to how they want to treat the school resource officers.
Tim Kramer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.